This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruiak. So much is happening in our world right now that we might find hard to talk about. Some of us go to music. Some people write music. Crystal Bauer Socks is in that category. She texted me a few days ago with a link to a brand new song. It's strong and it's beautiful like she is, and I'm excited for you to hear it. But first of all, we're going to say hi. Crystal is on the line. Hi there. Welcome back to Insight.
Hi, Beth. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for listening to the song.
So where are you calling from, and how has this time in the world been for you?
I am in Nashville, Tennessee, and I think myself, along with many others, we could say that this time in the world is strange and important, and I'm just doing what I can.
So you've come,
help, I guess,
to try to help. You said,
yeah, to try to help our spirits, to try to help the movement and the change that is necessary.
Well, since you said that, let's go ahead and listen to some of the new song, and then we'll talk more about it afterwards. So here it is. This is Courage to Be Kind by Crystal Bauer Socks.
In Texas, that building sits right next to another place of prayer beneath the crescent moon and star. Some coward burnt the whole place down. Don't you know that synagogue reached out? They said, you're welcome here, come and worship as you are. It don't matter if there's 5 or 6 points on your star. It takes courage to be kind. Be brave enough to walk your love across a party line. This little light of yours and mine, it's time to let it shine. Time to find the courage to be kind. Some guy walked into a Charleston church.
We'll hear more of it in just a bit, but Crystal, tell me what inspired the song.
Yeah. So my co-writer, Mr. Steve Seskin, and I sat down at my kitchen table a few years ago. This was back in 2017. And we just started reading the news and we're hoping to find inspiration to write a song. And I guess in a way we did. The terrible, tragic shootings in Charleston, the racially motivated killings of 9 people at church. I don't even want to say the killer's name. I get emotional. We were just so moved by the family's conscious choice to forgive the killer after something so tragic. And we thought about, like, what does it really take to do that? And we just started talking about it, and we concluded that it takes a lot of courage to really look inside of ourselves and to be accountable and to choose forgiveness, to choose kindness, even in the face of hate and adversity.
So you're an independent singer-songwriter. I think people just love the memories and the music that you produced as runner-up on the 9th season of American Idol. You're a mom. You're at home in Nashville. But every day, Crystal, every one of us has to get up and think about the life we're living and stay positive and stay hopeful. And what's your self-talk? How do you do that for yourself?
I can get pretty moody and be a bit of a grim personality. I feel very, very deeply for the world and for all of my friends and fellow men, women, binary souls. So it's hard. It's hard for me. But I know that in order for me to survive, that I have to have a level of optimism, and I need to share that. A lot of times the songs that I write, the hopeful songs, are, it's almost like I'm giving myself the advice, you know, I sing what I need to hear, and then I just, in turn, other people also need the message. So in that way, I guess I'm speaking to myself, but my own personal beliefs spiritually, when I'm speaking from my heart, I'm speaking to God and from God, and that speaks to all of us.
Well, maybe it never seemed that there would be a time when you couldn't go on the road or go play a gig at a venue or have a crowd of people. And I know we'll get back to that someday, but for now, what are you doing with your music day in, day out?
This is what I'm doing. I miss playing live terribly. But at the same time, this has been a really great opportunity for reflection, for writing more, and for doing the work that needs to be done within ourselves to change the world for the better. I've always wanted my music to serve a higher purpose, and this song is doing that, I believe. And thank you for helping to get it out.
Well, thank you too, Crystal, for your time. Take care and be well. I'm going to close the show a little early so we can listen to all of it. Thank you for the gift of your music. Take care.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you. Have a good one.
You can find a link to the video version of Courage to Be Kind and Crystal's website at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. Thank you, by the way, for all the wonderful messages coming in as this is my final week as host of Insight. We'll be back at noon with another statewide press conference from Governor Gavin Newsom. But for now, take care, stay aware, and from Crystal Bowersox, here is Courage to Be Kind. We're taught to fear, but we don't know. Why can't we let it go? Oh, why can't we let it go? No, I wanna let it go. I wanna let it go. I wanna find the courage to be kind. I wanna be brave enough to walk my love across the courage.